What bracha do we make on croutons? So when it comes to, let's say, osam croutons, so let's say you take a dough and then you deep fry it. Like, let's say these osam croutons, they're deep fried, and the Shulchan Aruch writes that in Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Samech HaSif Yud Gimel, that's something that's the blila ava, a thick dough that is cooked or fried, we recite the bracha of Hamotzi. Shulchan Aruch does cite another opinion that says we only recite Hamotzi, but the Ramah writes that we're lenient and we recite a bracha Mizonos. What about croutons that are made from baked bread? They bake bread and you cut it into small pieces, you add some spices, and you place it back into the oven. So for that, seems that the halacha is that the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Samaches Sif Katan and Vav says that if you didn't cook, you see, you had a toasted bread and it wasn't cooked, and it was fried a little bit on a pan, a little bit of liquid, it says that has the status of Tohar Lechem. And certainly if it wasn't cooked at all, it was just rebaked, then it still has the status of bread, and you would recite Hamotzi if they're made from bread. Question is, what about these croutons that, let's say, you get with a salad, it comes with croutons, and it's made to be viewed as an ancillary to a salad. It's not like you have bread and you take leftover bread and then you bake it. Let's say that these croutons were made initially for the purpose of being not for bread, not to have it as a mainstay of the meal, but simply as a condiment. So the Piskei Tshuvos discusses this in Siman Kuf Samaches Os Yud Aleph. So the truth is, it would seem on the surface that maybe you should recite Hamotzi because it depends. If the croutons were deep fried, so then it would be mizonos. But if it's simply baked, so then it would seem that it should be Hamotzi because it hasn't lost its status of bread. However, the Piskei Tshuvos in Siman Kuf Samaches Os Yud Aleph, so he deals with this question. He gives two different reasons as to why croutons, the bracha is mizonos. He writes, Chada ki lifnei she'over ha'alechem talich yipush v'fiyah she'nis, morchin oso b'shemnu v'tavlinim shonim v'shuv ein aderech lechol b'menu harbe. He says, before you bake it, the bread the second time, you put spices in it, you smear with oil and other spices, and it's not meant to eat it a lot as a mainstay of a meal. And then he says, additionally, well, it goes through, it's deep fried. And so therefore the bread turns to mizonos. The question is each reason sufficient by itself? So he cites the Piskei Tshuvos, he cites the Stechemed. And the Stechemed says that since the croutons are let's say a type of crackers, dry crackers that you chew, and he says that since you eat them as a snack and they're not made to as a kfiyah suda, as a mainstay of the meal, so then you would recite mizonos. And he writes, Al tishivenu im kein lechem ragel shenishta zman rav gam kein nasek hashem od v'yashar la'achlo b'kfiyah suda. Don't say, well, let's say you bake bread and you leave it around, it becomes a little hard, and therefore you wouldn't eat it as a fixed meal. So then would you recite mizonos? No, it says no. Here it's different. Over shuv talich afiyav talin shonim. Here, the processing of these croutons were done with the purpose of that it should be a snack. And he points out in the Toras Chaim, he says that the lechem she'osi menu ha'krutunim lechem shenafa miyuchad l'shem kach. If it was baked for as a snack, So then you would recite mizonos. So again, this is probably subject to a debate, but at least the Piskei Tshuvos seems to say that, well, certainly if the croutons were deep fried, so then certainly that loses the status of hamotzi, and it becomes a mizonos. But even if it's baked, a strong argument can be made from the Stechemet quoted by the Piskei Tshuva that if it was processed for the purpose of being used as a snack and not, or as a condiment and not as a mainstay of a meal, then these croutons that you eat with your salad, you would recite only mizonos on them and you would not recite hamotzi.